The International Atomic Energy Agency says it has agreed with the United States and Britain how to oversee the dismantling of Libya's nuclear program. UN nuclear watchdog chief Mohammed El-Baradei said his agency will verify the dismantling of Libya's atomic program, while the United States and Britain will provide logistical support. Mr. El-Baradei spoke after meeting with John Bolton, US Undersecretary of State for Arms Control and International Security, and his British counterpart William Ehrman. IAEA spokeswoman Melissa Fleming said the talks set out a clear division of labor for work in Libya.
It's clearly to discuss the upcoming verification roles and who does what and how things are going to be coordinated. It's extremely important that these kinds of one knows what the other is going to be doing.
Ms. Fleming said the agency is sending a multidisciplinary team to Tripoli before the end of the month. American and British scientists are also visiting nuclear facilities in Libya and making their own reports. Last month, Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi made a surprise announcement that Libya was renouncing efforts to build nuclear and chemical weapons. U.S. officials said they wanted to play a leading role in the verification of Colonel Gaddafi's pledge, but the IAEA refused to be sidelined. Mr. El-Baradei insisted that his agency should oversee the dismantling process. Mr. El-Baradei will report on the progress of the agency's work in Libya and Iran to the IAEA Board of Governors by mid-February. Melanie Sully for VOA News, Vienna.